You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stuart Gall, CEO of Intelligent Ultrasound, ticker is MED, Med. Stuart, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, it's a big name here announcing this RS, GE Healthcare, which I assume is, if not the biggest, one of the biggest in the world in this area, launches new ultrasound AI software. There's a lot in that title. First of all, it's a massive company. AI is very hot. And, of course, med tech is very, very big indeed. We'll get into that. Before we do, as always, Stuart, for people not familiar with the company, can you just explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, so we're an artificial intelligence-based ultrasound software and simulation company. And what that means is that we make simulation devices that teach doctors how to do ultrasound in the classroom, and then we follow those doctors into the clinic and we give them artificial intelligence based software that helps them scan faster, scan better.
Excellent. And take us into this bit of news. GE Healthcare launches this new product here.
Yeah, so a year ago we signed the deal. We couldn't disclose who it was with. We were only able to say it was with one of the world's biggest manufacturers of ultrasound devices. And today that manufacturer launched their first new machine, which features our software. And of course, that means that we can tell everyone that it's actually GE Healthcare that we signed the deal with. Mm-hmm. And they've launched this new piece of software called SonoList. And it basically incorporates our ScanNav AI technology and enables you to basically do the world's first fully integrated recognition of views automatically in the ultrasound machine. And obviously, that's clearly big news for us because they're a major manufacturer. They're the biggest manufacturer in women's healthcare. And that means that this software is integrated into all their machines. And if a customer turns that software on, it means we get paid a royalty. So it's a big step forward for us.
Well, this is the ultimate, isn't it? Really, when you're a small company, you've got, you know, tech. You want ultimately that the holy grail is to one of the biggest companies in the world to use your tech, isn't it?
Absolutely. So yes. Yeah, so for us, you know, we're really excited by it. It's great news. It's the first piece of software that's going to launch under this long-term license and co-development agreement. So, as I say, they're the biggest ultrasound manufacturer in the world, certainly dominate the women's healthcare space. So we're delighted that our AI image analysis software is integrated into their new Voluson Swift machines, and we hope it's the first of many announcements in this space as they expand that product across their range. So, yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, yeah. And is it, like I say, you get a royalty whenever they use that? So, I mean, is there any way of you knowing how much this will generate in revenues? Or?
So at the moment, all that's, I'm afraid, we can't disclose it. It's part of the contract. We can't say what we're getting, but we are allowed to say that we do get a royalty payment when that software is in effect activated by the customer. So the software is integrated into the ultrasound machines. And obviously, clearly, that we hope when the hospital, department, etc., buy the machines, that they'll also in effect activate the software, and that will trigger a royalty to us. So for us, clearly, it's material because, you know, this is biggest manufacturer in the world in this space, selling thousands of machines around the world. So clearly it opens up the potential that, you know, we could make proper revenues from this. Now, the next hurdle is obviously, like anything in any business, when you're going through bringing something to marketplace, the first thing is to sign a deal, the second thing is to get that to market, and then the third thing is to get the customers to buy it. So we've gone through the first two hurdles, and now it's all about hospitals activating that software. Clearly, we hope that will be a very high percentage, but that's what we'll be looking at now over the next as we, you know, toward 2021, to look at the sales and see how is the activation going of this product. And clearly that's the big step. But we think, you know, obviously this is a material step change for us as a business.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you said that, and you reckon the revenues will start in 2021, is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, so we're at the end of, you know, the end of September 2020.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
This is the product being announced. The reality is you don't just suddenly ship lots of sales into hospitals. Mm. You know, those sales have to then be pushed through. So we would expect first revenues, I think, is realistic to say. Our first royalty revenues will come in quarter one next year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Excellent stuff. Okay. And also, a bit of news from the 18th, a few weeks back, you submitted a filing to the FDA for your second ScanNav AI software. Can you explain this, please, Stuart?
Yeah, so, you know, we're not just a one product company in this space. So obviously, we've signed a deal with GE Healthcare for in women's healthcare. And that is the product that we just announced that's in the Sonalys system. But we've also got our second product, which is ScanNav Anatomy, and that's all about ultrasound-guided needling and providing automated anatomy highlighting to help doctors see the anatomy on the ultrasound. And we announced that we have put that product, we filed with the CE in July, and we've just filed with the FDA this month. So they're the sort of main hurdles that all the regulatory paperwork has gone in now. To the two big regulatory bodies for us to sell these products in Europe and America. So now, obviously, now we wait to go through that approval process. But, you know, clearly our hope is that then 2021, we'll have a second product in the marketplace, which is in the anesthesiology market for ultrasound-guided needling. And then following behind that, we're hopefully going to have a third product that's looking at lung and potentially highlighting areas of COVID. So this is, you know, we are a multi-product company in this space, and we think this is quite an exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, you know, if someone's listening right now and agrees with you, Stuart, but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Market and add intelligent ultrasound to their watch list, please.
Yeah, so I'd say we're a company that said we were going to do something. We said we're going to bring an artificial intelligence-based software product to the market. We signed an agreement, but now we've brought the first of those products to the marketplace. So now is, you know, we're now moving forward and bringing products that are going to start revenue. And that's the key step of any company that wants to start. It's about ultimately making money. And that's the phase we're now, hopefully in 2021, moving into.
Excellent stuff. So good to chat to you. And hopefully, like I said, lots of news coming out. So hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.